Hello, everyone. Welcome to the March edition of the District Connect, a podcast by HiHub and CCL, where we cover a wide range of topics covering the intersection of technology and innovation on the African continent. My name is Musumola Mari, and I'm the Community Manager at CCHub Nigeria. Today, I'm joined in the studio by Adefemi Adewemimo, the Program Manager at our Design for Health Practice at the Corporation Hub. On today's episode, we're focusing on investing in health tech for impact, capitalizing on a moment of opportunity. Hi, Adefemi. It's a pleasure to have you join us today.
Thank you very much, Musumola. It's a great pleasure to be here. And then once again, I'm Adefemi Adewemimo. I work with the Design for Health Practice of the Corporation Hub as a program manager. And just briefly about Design for Health Practice. I mean, Design for Health Practice is one of the thriving practices at the Corporation Hub that is saddled with the utmost responsibility of addressing public health challenges across the continent using three main frameworks: innovation, technology, as well as human centered design. Our goal at the Design for Health Practice is to develop context-specific and tech-enabled solutions. We are also very much big on providing support and thought leadership for startups within the arts ecosystem. Lastly, we are very much big on promoting research culture within the arts ecosystem. So it's a great pleasure to be here, and I look forward to this insightful conversation. Thank you so much, Boson.
Amazing, amazing. So let's move right into the conversation. So I would be asking you, can you kindly describe the current state of health tech in Africa, and what are the most pressing challenges and opportunities that have found?
Okay, thank you so much, Musumola. So I think I would like to describe the current state of health tech in Africa as a dynamic and evolving one, right? And when it comes to evolving and a dynamic, so what I mean by that concept is the fact that there's a lot of growth, a significant growth within the health tech ecosystem over the past recent years. And obviously there's been some challenges as well too, right? Some of the challenges that I think have inflicted the health tech ecosystem, especially in Africa, some of them includes very much limited access to infrastructure and as well as technology, right? And very few people have access. And let me say the access is even unequal in the first place. So there's been an unequal access to electricity, internet, medical equipment, obviously, which hinders adoption of technology, right? Also, there's a problem of data privacy and data security, right? There's also a problem of affordability. Very few people can afford this technology, right? Especially for low-income populations, right? So this is a big problem for them. And another problem, another challenge, right, within the ecosystem is this regulatory hurdles by our policymakers, right? So I think some of our policies have not been really supportive, right, for emerging technologies, right, in the health tech ecosystem. So I think these are some of the challenges that have really plagued the health tech ecosystem in Africa. But then despite some of these challenges, I think there's been a lot of opportunities, there's been a lot of growth, like I rightly said, over the past few years. And one of it is the fact that there's rising mobile phone penetrations in the market, right? Like, for example, I know that Africa basically has the highest global mobile phone penetration, especially for mobile solutions, right? So I think that's a really great news for us when it comes to health tech in Africa. And also we have a thriving, growing number of local talents and innovations, right? That are basically developing innovative solutions that are very much tailored, made to the African context, right? So these are some of the opportunities that are really happening, especially within the health tech ecosystem in Africa. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So before we deep dive into the conversation, I would like for you to, to make or to touch on the difference between traditional investing and impact investing, so that our listeners would actually don't know the difference. You know, they will go home very enlightened, knowing the difference between traditional investing and impact investing. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Musa. So, traditional investing is just, kind of some form of investing that are primarily focused on, maximizing financial returns. And then if it does not bring money, I'm not putting my money in it, right? So basically, that's what traditional investing simply means. But then, impact investing, basically, the objective of it is not only, or is not solely built on financial returns, right? The main goal of impact investing, it's focused on social, environmental benefits, right? As long as it's addressing a particular problem or is improving a particular community, as long as there's an impact, right, that has been experienced, right? So I think that's one of the major difference between traditional investing as well as impact investing. So I think some also form of example of it is that when it comes to let's look at the funding model, right? For traditional investing, right, some of the funding models include venture capitals, right, private equity, debt financing. These are ways by which traditional investing have been funded, right? But then for this impact investing, they are basically funded through grants, patient capital, and different forms of funding that are not primarily focused on building financial returns. So I think in my own knowledge, this is a brief difference between traditional investing as well as impact investing. Thank you.
Amazing. So what are some of these key metrics that CCL uses to measure impact in health tech?
Okay, so for us, CC Hub is basically focused on social impact, right? And so CC Hub is very big on impact. And how does CC Hub measure impact when it comes to health tech? Number one, I think impact for us is about if there's an improvement in health indices, right? If we are achieving the universal health coverage goals, right, and if obviously quality of life is being improved, and we know that whatever solution that we're developing is making impact, that is improving the quality of life in the community, or can be used to improve healthcare delivery or service delivery. And when we see the figures, compare it, at the beginning of the investing and at the end of the investing, we could see the difference. So, I think these are key metrics that Research Europe would say that they measure impact investing when it comes to tech space. Right, thank you.
Great. This is very enlightening. So what are the key thematic areas that attract impact investments in Africa health tech? And please give us some examples of some of the innovative solutions, maybe in Lagos, in Kenya, in Rwanda, in Namibia.
Okay, thank you. So there's a whole lot of thematic areas that I think impact investors can focus on. And probably before I even talk about some of the areas by which CCOB has even invested or made impact, right, when it comes to the tech space. So there's a whole lot of areas that are even coming out and gathering attention and attracting funding in Africa currently. Some of them include, number one, I think maternal child health, right? And simply because, Nigeria is one of those leading countries Nigeria, take for example, is one of the leading countries that has a very high maternal mortality ratio, right? So I think maternal child health is one of those thematic areas. We also have other areas such as infectious diseases. African countries, it's been plagued with several infectious diseases across different times and across different countries across the continent. So these are areas that I think impact investors can focus on. Also, we have areas such as, that's pretty much silent that people are not really looking at, but it's a really great area. That's the mental health, because few people even have, they have access to mental health services, right, across the continent. Other areas includes, other thematic areas includes digital health, right, whereby we make use of technology to improve healthcare delivery, data management, access to information, right. And so these are really areas that, thematic areas that impact investors could focus on, right, at least over the next few years that I know that can generate high impact. Also, at CCO, what have we done? I know we've worked around mathematical ideas, and we've been able to work to improve or reduce maternal mortality due to postpartum hemorrhage, right? That was done across 3 states in Nigeria, Niger State, Lagos State, as well as Kano State. I know we've also worked around infectious diseases, and that's the reason why we have a thriving community of practice, the African Digital Epidemiology Innovation Network, that's AIDIN. So it's also one of the areas where we are making impacts to improve disease surveillance across the continent. Also, we've come up with several digital health solutions to improve healthcare delivery, pharmaceutical supply chain system to improve data sharing and data visibility across key players across the pharmaceutical system. So, these are areas where I think we can make impacts, impact investors, as innovators within the health tech ecosystem in Africa. Thank you.
Thank you. So what's the future of impact investing in African health tech? What do you think it will look like?
Okay, thank you. So what's the future of impact investing in African health tech? Just looking at the future right now, I know that there will be an increased focus on sustainability. Right, at least in the future. That one I'm very sure about, because I believe investors, they will be looking at prioritizing solutions that are focused on long-term impact, right, and their financial viability. So instead of developing solutions that are primarily for short-term purposes, I think in the future, investors will be more focused on solutions that are of long-term impact that can last 10 years, 5 years, in fact, even more than a decade, right? So I think that there will be an increased focus on sustainability in the future. And there will be a focus, right, on data-driven decision-making, right? So if you're going to measure impact, if you're going to measure investment on return or return on investment, right, it will be data-driven, right? So, these are what I see happening in the future. And I think another beautiful thing that I also see happening in the future is technology advancement, right?
Absolutely.
Artificial
blockchain.
Exactly. So blockchain, big data, AI. These are technology advancement that offer new solutions and opportunities, right? So these are things that I see happening in the future. And I think the last thing I probably have on top of my head is increased collaboration between these key players, talking about the government, the NGOs, the investors, right? So I see an increased collaboration, so more of a public and private capital being blended together, right? So these are things that I think I see as a future of impact investing, right? Especially in tech in Africa. Thank you.
Amazing. This conversation has been very interactive. It's been very, informative. So now I know you are planning a Pan-African Catalyst event that is coming up in the next few days. And then, so can you provide us details about the upcoming Impact Investing in Africa event, and then the purpose of the event, who your target audience are, and what your expected outcomes are?
Thank you for that. So yes, you're right. We are planning a webinar We call it a catalyst event, right? And it's basically focused on investment for us, right? And it's happened in a few days' time, I think the March 7th, right? I mean, it's a big event for us because we believe this event is going to bring together key players, right, within impact investing, talk about innovators, talk about investors, talk about even people within the healthcare, key players within the healthcare system, and also within the healthtech space, right? So this is a conversation that you don't want to miss. This is a conversation that will be enlightening, right? Because we believe that this webinar will help us to not just only bring together investors, entrepreneurs, and these key stakeholders to explore how best we can partner together. We also believe that events such like this, right, we deepen our understanding when it comes to impact investing and the need for impact investing, right, especially in health tech ecosystem in Africa. Because I believe this webinar, this catalyst event, will be providing insight not just into what the current landscape is, providing much more information into even what the future trends looks like. And also, I believe that feedback or insights that are generated from this webinar that is holding, we also encourage concrete commitment and investment, right, to also support tech innovations in Africa generally. So it's a big event for us. It's the first of its kind of having such Pan-African big event that you don't want to miss. And actually, look forward to having so many people there. Let's come together, let us learn together what's happening and why is there the need for impact investing in Africa. And if an innovator that is listening to it, it's a program you don't want to miss, because I mean, investors are coming to the program, and I can only tell you by form of cheat that these are really investors that are coming to come and invest in amazing solutions happening within the healthtech ecosystem. Yeah, thank you.
Amazing. So all our listeners, I hope you're excited. I'm super, super excited for this event. It's really going to be an interesting conversation, and you don't want to miss it. So now, can you just discuss, CCOP's motivation for investing in health tech, and why do you think it is now? And what are the specific goals that you're trying to achieve for the upcoming event, the Catalyst?
Okay, thank you. So, why CCOP, right? And what's CCOP's interest in investing in tech, right? So, for CCOP, one thing you agree with me is that CCOP is very much interested in social impact. And CCOP is not basically after the money, it's about impact. And that's the truth that you find every single
day. Absolutely.
So, and CCOP, they recognize the potential of technology to address critical challenges across different areas, especially within the healthcare space, right, in Africa, right? So, for CCOP, I think it's a moment of opportunity, right, for us to see rapid growth happening within the health tech system, right? It's a moment of opportunity for new emerging talents, and it's also another moment of opportunity for investors to create a unique environment for impactful investments, right? So that's the reason why I think CCOP is very much interested in impact investing at the moment. And also, like you know about CCOP, aim is basically to support and scale up innovative solutions that can reach millions of people, right? That can make impact. So, like I said, what's in it for CCOP is the fact that there's an impact for it, is the fact that the new talent will emerge, is the fact that new innovative solutions that can address critical healthcare challenges will emerge. And that's the reason why CCOP is basically interested in it. So, why now? It can't be tomorrow. There's no other better time than now. So now is the time for us to focus on this, because this is our moment, right, of opportunity. And I think it's best for us to grab it now than by discussing about it. So regarding the upcoming event, what do we aim to achieve? Like I rightly said, we would be looking at providing insight into what the current landscape is and what the future trend is for us. And we want to bring together this group of stakeholders, investors, innovators, key players from the healthcare system to explore what are the potential partnerships that can happen. We also want to encourage commitments, right, to support EdTech innovation in Africa. Right, a lot of people who are coming up with innovative solutions to address critical healthcare challenges that are probably not gaining visibility, right, to the proper investment. So these are one of the things that we want to achieve, right, with programs such as this. And so we believe this webinar can achieve and all of things that I've pretty much mentioned. Thank you.
Amazing. So Adefemi, for some of our listeners that are listening to this podcast and also organizations that would be listening to the podcast, so in what way or how can you get them involved, especially if they want to support our initiatives, our health tech initiatives at CC Hub, and then to broader impact investing movement in Africa?
Okay, so to our listeners who are listening about this program and who want to better support. So I think one of the ways by which we can support is, I think there's this popular Ubuntu adage. This is something I can help you with there. we work together, bring everybody together. We can only work collaboratively and collectively. So if you want to support, we are looking at creating this community of practice that involves and encourage a lot of group of these key stakeholders involved in the EdTech ecosystem. And I will encourage you, just look on the lookout for our call. And then once the call is out, please be a part of this community. Once you be part of this community, these are ways we can redmine together. We can share knowledge, we can share best practices, we can share opportunities with ourselves, and we can also link up and network with other key people within the health tech ecosystem, right? So we are looking at creating this. So this is the first time information that that's happening up to you. Before the end of this quarter, definitely the community of practice will be out. And definitely you can be a big part of the community to support emerging technologies, to connect with, to support emerging startups, to connect with existing startups, and also for those who want to connect with investors. This is what the community of practice aims to achieve. And this is a very big way. We want to work collaboratively so that we can support together the health tech ecosystem in Africa. Thank you.
Amazing. So before we leave the studio this afternoon, can you briefly touch on the aging ambassadorship program that we're currently running at the Design for Health Practice?
All right, thank you for that. So I will rightly tell you that the Aiding Ambassadors, the Aiding Ambassadorship program, it's just a 6-month program, right, for volunteers, for amazing people who are doing a great job, right, within the digital or epidemiology space, right, whereby they can help us to advocate for the need for digital epidemiology and public health, right, across the continent, right. So the ambassadorship program is not just to bring together a network of educated ambassadors, right, but then to raise awareness about the importance of digital epidemiology and its impact in Africa, and to also facilitate collaboration, knowledge sharing among key stakeholders within the public health system, for the enthusiasts, for the professionals, and also to amplify the AIDS vision, AIDS reach, AIDS impact, right, across the African continent. So it's a 6-month volunteer program with our members, the ambassadors cutting across different countries in Africa. And then currently, I think we have about 6 of them who are really doing amazing work currently within the AIDS. We've shared our details on our social media platform. Please kindly follow our social media platform for you to see more information about these ambassadors and the work that they are doing. And these ambassadors also, they are also coming up with different programs within their locality, their local countries, right, that can bring together innovations, right, within the digital technology space and generally within the EdTech space, right, in Africa. So they are focused on doing amazing work in their local community to expand Aiden's reach, to expand Aiden's vision, right, and also to improve Africa EdTech ecosystem, right, generally. Thank you.
Amazing. So to our listeners today, so what would be your key takeaway?
Okay, thank you for that. So my key takeaway from this webinar is that I will say don't write Africa at all, because Africa is an interesting destination, right? Africa is that destination when it comes to impact investing. Africa is that place whereby there is, apart from the fact that there is demand for it, it is a proper place where if you're investing, you generate impact, which is, I think, is a sole goal, sole objective of every impact investor, right? So one thing I want to take away is over the next years, few years, 5 years, 10 years, please go and look out for amazing things that's going to happen in Africa, especially when it comes to the advancement of technologies, because I mean, in the past few years, you can see that Africa currently has the largest market when it comes to mobile applications penetration, right? So now imagine what Africa is going to do with advancement of technologies, right? So going to look out for Africa. Africa is a destination, prime destination for impact investing, and a lot of things, amazing things will spring out over the next couple of years. Thank you very much.
Amazing. I would like to say thank you to our guest speaker and our fantastic listener for being a part of this episode. We trust you found our conversation, you know, as captivating as we did. If you have any thoughts, questions, or ideas you'd like to share, we're eager to hear from you. Please feel free to reach out to us on Instagram at CC of Africa, on Hex at CC of Africa, on Facebook, Co-Creation Hub Nigeria, or leave us a comment wherever you are. Until next time, bye.